It's time for Bicentennial Biographies, brought to you as a public service of the Chautauqua County Historical Society. Heman Bush came to Chautauqua County in June 1812 from Litchfield, New York, and settled in Frank's Settlement, today known as Busty. There he built the settlement's first tavern and also the first store and ashery and the first sawmill. The sawmill was located a quarter of a mile south of Busty Hamlet on the bank of Stillwater Creek. Later, he built a gristmill nearby on the same creek. The mill still stands today as the centerpiece of the Busty Historical Society. In 1816, some masons in the area petitioned the State Grand Lodge for a charter, which was obtained the following year. On September 27, 1817, the first meeting of the Mount Moriah Lodge No. 145 took place in Bush's Tavern, and Bush was named master. When the town of Busty was set off from Ellicott in 1824, the first town meeting was held in the long room of Bush's hotel. Daniel Sherman was elected town supervisor, while Bush was named overseer of the poor. Bush also previously served as assessor and commissioner of schools for the town of Ellicott. Bush died May 1839 at the age of 62. His widow, whose maiden name was Abigail Frost, died in 1872. In 1921, the lodge honored the memory of its first master by erecting at his grave in the Busty Cemetery a large monument. Bicentennial Biographies has been brought to you as a public service by the Chautauqua County Historical Society throughout 2011 to celebrate the county's 200th birthday. To learn more about local history, visit McClurgMuseum.org or contact your local historical society.